Okay, Parshas Chayisara. V'yichu Chayisara meyer shana v'esrim shana v'sheva shanim shenei Chayisara. Parsha begins with the death of Sarah Imenu. V'tam Sarah, she dies, b'kiryas arba. Hi chevro be'eretz kena'an v'yavo Avraham l'spod osodeh v'lepkosa. So Avraham comes. Obviously, there's discussion in Mefarshim where he was. This is straight from the Akedah. Wherever it is, Lespod, to give a hesped for Sarah, Vilavkosa, and to cry upon her. So first there is Rav Soloveitchik's understanding. What is hesped? What is bechi? The latter refers to bechi, crying, which is indicative of a spontaneous, overwhelming, an uncontrollable grief. It is a convulsive and compulsive shriek resulting from pain. The former, spod, hesped, refers to eulogizing and is related to another type of reaction, one rooted in logical judgment. The mourner realizes the extent of the damage inflicted upon him as a result of the death of a member of the family. It is not the sudden emotional confrontation with disaster which is responsible for the hesped, the eulogy, but the clear analysis of the disastrous event and its consequences. The mourning at the bechi, at the stage of the bechi, cannot be verbalized. The grief at the stage of a hesped lends itself to objectification through words. The natural order always leads from bechi to hesped, which is true. First you cry, then you get a hold of yourself, then you realize the importance of what you've lost. You want to put it into words and to speak to others. However, why here? Why then did the Torah reverse the order? Lispod l'sara v'lavkosa. To eulogize Sarah and to bewail her. Sarah's death was a double loss to Avram. First, he had lost his beloved Sarah. They had suffered together, praying and waiting for God's promise to come true. Abraham loved Sarah. She lived through all of the adventures, all of the crises that Abraham had to face. Their life was rich in common experience, two lives merged into one another. Abraham cried. The beloved Sarah was snatched away from him, her ohel, her tent, be ever empty and forsaken. The blow to Abraham as an individual was almost unbearable. It is not hesped. Logical interpretation, which describes Abraham's state of mind most precisely in the respect of bechi, crying, feeling with desolation. However, Sarah was not only Abraham's mate, but his comrade as well. Sarah was his collaborator, co-partners, co-participant in all of the great plans, hopes, and visions. Together they discovered God. Together they discovered a new morality. Together they joined the covenant in a word Sarah and Avraham started the Masorah, the tradition. Not only Avraham taught the people, but Sarah as well. Avraham would convert the men and Sarah the women, as it says in the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah. Now the mother is dead, and the Masorah has a father but no mother. The Masorah is incomplete. Avraham mourned Sarah in this respect as a colleague, teacher, and co-founder of the Masorah. The grief experience here is classified under hesped, not under bechi. It pertains a different sort of mourning. The Rav is stating, why does it begin? There are two aspects. There is an understanding of hesped and bechi. Hesped is to realize a rational understanding of what happened in this world with the loss of the individual. The hesped here deals with the loss of Sarah, not as a wife, but Sarah as a partner in changing the world around them, the changing the morality of the world, teaching belief in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So first he focuses on that, the pasuk. It shows the tzitkus of Avram Avinu, shows the greatness of Avram, that it was for the world to put the world first, then his life second. He puts Klal Yisrael, the future of Klal Yisrael. He's building the Yisod. and so was Sarah. And that is what he was mourning first, for Hesped, then the natural Bechi, the loss of his beloved wife. Avraham's historical mission could not have been implemented without Sarah's participation. Both appeared together in Jewish history. Upon Sarah's death, Avraham lost his mission. Just as Sarah's tent was passed to Rebekah, to Rivka, the house of Avraham was given to Isaac. Avraham mourned over Sarah, but also over the fact that he had to withdraw from the Pesach HaOhel, the front of the tent, into the shadows. Perhaps along these lines, I wanted to offer perhaps a different pshat, a different idea, but I think it's very much in line with what the Rav was trying to explain. The parshiyas we've been dealing with, there were great tragedies that individuals had to face. Noach faced the destruction of the world. What did he do subsequent to it? Planted a vine, created wine, drank the wine, became intoxicated. Lot also saw the world, his own small world of Sodom and Gomorrah, was destroyed. They thought the entire world was destroyed at that point. And what does he do? He goes into the Ma'ara, goes into a cave. Only there, in the cave, wine is again used, but there it's used by the daughters. Rav Soloveitchik points out there was a heroic act on their part. It was something which was maguna, something which was disgusting. But from their having relations with their father, from that moment after they were impregnated, and they gave birth to Moab and Ammon, the future Melech David, the future of Melech HaMashiach. But in both cases of Lot and Noach, the reaction to tragedy is to regress, to move away, to go into one's own shell, to be overpowered by tragedy of the world. What did Avraham do? Avraham, we see after the Akedah, Vayisa Avram es eina vayar vihine ayil acharne echaz svach bekarnov. Avraham saw this ayil that what was caught, his horns were caught in the tree. It represents, Avraham had a choice at this moment. Sometimes the ayil which is in place of Avraham of Akedah, is in cases to sacrifice instead of Yitzchak. When you approach a tragedy, when a tragedy hits the family, when adversity comes against you, how do you react? You can become stuck in your ways. What did Abraham do? Vayelech Abraham vayikach es ha'ayil vayalei li olah tachas beno. What did he do? He walked. He continued. These two words, Vayelech Avraham, is not necessary. That's all you had to say. What is the Vayelech Avraham? Avraham got up and moved. He didn't stay there. He accepted the moment, but wouldn't get caught up in it. He obviously would give it its moment, perhaps later tomorrow. But he didn't let it stop his life. He didn't regress into a cave. He didn't become intoxicated and escape the world. And so too here, I think, in this parsha. It's again, we start with you, Chayei Sarah, Mei Shana, Vesrim Shana, Veshevashin, Shnei Chayei Sarah, Vatomah Sarah, Bekiri Yisarba, Hichevron. And then the next pasuk, Vayakam Avraham Me'al Pnei Maso. What does he do? Vayavo Avraham L'spod L'sara U'Belivkosa. Perhaps, I understand the mepharshim of Vayavo to come, but of course he came there. Why do I need the words Vayavo? Perhaps Vayavo is not simply to show there was a change of location, but just as it was in last pasuk, Vayavo. He came into the reality, he accepted the decision, the Gezeiras Hadin. But he moved on to create, moved on into the world. We see this also with Yitzchak. It's an unbelievable shame with Shmuel. This parsha is known as the parsha of Shiduchim, because of the search by Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak. It begins, the Shema Shul says, but we start in this parsha, we're not dealing, quite often we don't use the Lashon of Eliezer, we say Eved. The Shema Shmuel says, explains, Be'erush Shmo Shel Eliezer, Hustar Memeshach Kol Ha'inin K'dei L'mod Itanu, to teach us, Shashadchen Einu Demus Reishas Barichas Hashidach. You're not the one who's being Meshadech. Shehu einu ela shlucho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were only a messenger of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kivin shaHashem bi atzma hu amesader hamiti b'chol hazivugim. He is the one who sets up, who makes the shidduch. Kimavu b'medrash matrona sha'ala es Rabbi Yosi bar Chalata. Amalo l'kami yomim bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu esalom. How long did it take for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world? Amalo sheishes yomim. So Hashem is the Shemayim is the Aretz. So Amar Lo, Mahu Osa Mi Osa Shavi Arachav. Well, what is he doing? All right, he did it for 6 days. What does he do now? So Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mezavek Zivugam Bito Shaploni Laploni. It's a Shatchan. You enter the matchmaker. Hareish la'acher kalos ma'ase bereishis kadosh baruch hu be'ikur yoshev mezavek zivugim. So much to discuss about this. I want to bring out one point of it. It shows the chesed of the kadosh baruch hu. One simple idea. What is he? What he's making zivugim? He's bringing happiness to people. Created a world. We want to create a world in where of chesed, a chesed. A world in which people will be mesameach, to have a simchas achayim. Really the job of every Jew, the job of Avraham Avinu, as he taught us, with chesed, of hachnasas orachim, of finding a way to bring simcha into someone else's life. But the Shem Shmuel is bringing a different idea, mitoch havana zu hispala liyezer lahatzliach b'lashon shel mikra. And that's what Eliezer did, it was the lashon of mikra. Should happen. That just like this. What does that mean? Obviously, he knows Eliezer, this is Me'es Hashem. So what do you mean by Mikra? As if it's by happenstance. It just happens that I found the right Shishach. Afagat shebevad Eliezer hiskim shekol dov shebegedusha borak mitoch hishtadlu satsuma v'lo bakroi. Mikol mokom Eliezer hikir shesof sof ein lo shim shaychas hasagas hashedach. But he realized, it's not me. I'm not the one who's going to be Meshachas the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mikra, what he's talking about, is that's what it means. It should just happen because it's Kadosh Baruch Hu who's making that decision. And the Eretz Tzvi, in the Shadows of Tshuva, he brings in the name of the Chidushei Harim. And from because of this understanding of Eliezer, Mehaitama, Zocha Eliezer, Dafka, B'Yosha Shah, the Kvitzas HaDerech. Because his entire mission was a Shem Shemayim. He understood the role, his role, and the role of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tichziv yavo hayom elayim. Perish Rashi, hayom yotzasi, v'hayom basi. Today I left, today I came. Mikan shekfitzas haderach. It was jumping, it was quick. V'kivan shekadosh baruch hu mashkiyaz manu b'sidu shiduchim. Hu adin sheyesh l'kulanu mitzvah la'asok b'shiduchim midin. That's what our job is to do, is to find the shidduch, to help others to find their happiness in life. B'Yitzchak ba mevo be'alechei, perish rashi halach l'havi hagel avram. What did Yitzchak do after this? After the Akedah. What was the first thing he did? After the death of Sarah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the state that Yitzchak was in at that moment? He became a Korban Olah. Later on, we'll see he becomes blind because the tears of the Malachim go into his eyes. I wonder if we could even say, not to sound, I don't want to come up with my own pshat, but it was so traumatic that he lost sight. You could hear that that's a possibility. Imagine, so what does he do? What does Yitzchak do at this moment? Does he take the path of Noah? Does he take the path of Lot? Does he go into his own world? Does he go back into the Beis Medrash and never leave its doors again? Does he go into a cave? V'sefer Chamim M'motzei Shabbos? To tell the Rebbe, Heyer she Yitzchak Avina bi'osa shoho yaben arboim m'shar, he's 40 years old. If he would have thought about his own condition, have a blackened depression. He wasn't worried about himself. He went out to help others. From his own experience, he saw the difficulty of life. And he became empathetic for others. Let me help others. Who does he go to help? He went out to find Hagar. How was he able to do this? And yet, he continued the idea of chesed to find happiness for others. If not for me, let others have happiness. They already had Avram Avinu, his father. He already had Simcha with his wife. How many years were they married? And then we saw that that moment that Yitzchak was looking for a shidduch for his father. And that moment he was also, Kadosh Baruch Hu was being mezavik for him. And since this parsha, he a parsha shel shiduchim yesh lemon mikan, shalenu lahadif kasher mechatzim achabas zug. One side element, the Chamudei Daniel points out here. But before we go into his idea, which is a very nice thought in itself, which is self-evident, but something which too often we don't even think about when we're looking for a shidduch. But the idea of Yitzchak was really, truly the son of Avram Avinu. He swear did he see this. He saw this in his father. He saw it in his father who went through 10 nisyonos. Some even say this was a nisayon in of itself. The death of Sarah Imenu, how do you react to it? And how did he react to it? By Yehovo. He continued in life. He came back. He did a hesped first. And then Bechi, he grabbed hold of himself and he understood the loss and what there had to be done to continue in life. Had to bury Sarah, to give her the proper burial, and then to find a shidduch for his son, to continue the Mesorah. To continue the Mesorah of Chesed in this world. And therein is where Yitzchak understood. He himself was the Mesorah to continue and give it to the next generation and to help others. And what was the midah that they were looking for? Abraham turned. So Eliezer says, don't find a daughter for my, a woman, a bas, don't find a shidduch for my son from these people in this world that we're living now in Eretz Canaan go back to my homeland. Go back to my homeland, what's the difference? Elu Ovdei Avodah Zarah ve'elu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Both of them are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What is the difference from one to the other? The answer was the Midah of Chesed. They still had a certain Midah in his own hometown. It wasn't that Avram created Chesed. He saw these people had a certain Midah, had a certain characteristic of helping each other out. And even though they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but if you have the Midah of Chesed, there's always a chance. Just from there, everything else can change. Interesting, there's a story that someone went over to Ramosha Feinstein, the Chorban Tzad of the Kodesh of Bracha. I want my son to be a Talmud Chacham. What do I do? I want him to know Shas. I want him to be able to get up on a Shabbos afternoon and give a shir and be able to quote Mefarshim and Mefarshim and to become one of the greatest orators that possible, to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham, the Lulmal Torah, the Lamei Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein turned to him and said, teach him to be a mensch. Just so, first teach him to be a mensch. Everything will follow. That's exactly what Avram Avinu was telling Eliezer. I know they come from a world of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Make sure they're a mensch. I remember Rabbi Kalimer, also Zechon Tzad of the Kodesh of Bracha. Remember one of his sermons, and he was talking, I don't recall the instant. Actually, there was a discussion of someone who was a convert. And speaking of, I think in the Simcha, we're trying to gratiate, to welcome the parents who were not Jewish. He mentioned, why is it the Torah starts Parshas of Adam, Chava? It goes through all of these Parshas. Why not start with Rashi's question? Why not start from Parshas Bo? His answer was very simple. This answer. Before you want, step number one, be a mensch. Be a mensch. Everything will follow. There's an unbelievable Yismach Yisrael before we make a left turn. The Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, asks a very simple question. We know the Smichas HaParshias of Chai Yisara and the end of the Akedah was to show when the Satan came over and told the Sara about what was happening, that she died. Uperish Aden Romeno, so he, the Yismach Yisrael, Divrei HaMedrash Hazeh. Behetim leforish divrei Rashi hakadosh v'zeh l'shanu nisvecha misa sara la'akedas Yitzchak lefisha ayidei besuras ha'akeda shenizdabe minah l'shchita ukemat shelo dishcha. The Medrash says when she heard of the story and in kemat shelo nishchat, almost, but was not killed, parcha nashmasa mimena umesa. We'll just see the Yesh Kodesh in a minute, but let's look at the Yismach Yisrael. Udevarim ma'elu lefi pshutam temuhim al sora imenu. Shaya Avram tufra lo benavuah. She was the greater of the prophets between her and Avram Avinu. Shetesagem nefasha al inyan mesiras nefesh b'noach chaviv al kiddush shemo. That she lost her life, she gave up her life at this moment when her child, when her son and her husband was involved in such kiddush shem shemayim uviyosa temuim hema lefidivrei habmedrash rabbi shemavuah shom sheyitzchak chazar el imo b'sipa lo kol hadvarim. The other medrash says that no, it's not the satan. Yitzchak actually came back and told Sarah, mommy, you're not going to believe what happened. And went through the whole Maisa, told her the story. V'armer lo lula hamalak var hayisi shochet v'armer lahein tzivsa shisha tikyaz v'lo hespiko l'gomron Achimesa. First, it was like a party. Wow. What a kiddush Shem Shemayim, what you were able to accomplish. How you talking, Achay Sharos, like you've been Achay, Varakshu, Lotzon, Amiti, Limsor, Nashon, like kiddush Shemo, Mizeh, Tanik Nash, I don't understand. According to this Medrash, what does it mean that she died at that moment? Her son is about to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. This is the greatest Kiddush Shemayim that will last with Klal Yisrael for generations. We read this Parsha every Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us, read this Parsha, I want to remember this. And for future generations, I will forgive Klal Yisrael because of the Maisa of Avram and Yitzchak. So why did she die? So I want to offer two answers. The first is the Yismach Yisrael. Yismach Yisrael speaks of an answer that's so difficult for any of us to live. But it's an idea to keep in the back of our minds. We've been talking down till now about going through life. Life has its ups and downs, has its tragic moments, has its happy moments, has successes and has failures. How we deal with that? Vayavo Avram, Vayelech Avram. We continue. We walk through life, and sometimes, according to the Yismach Yisrael, we accept it. We accept the Yisurin because of what is able to be accomplished. Lekach Niret Kemoshe Mavur B'Svarim HaKadoshim. They become so involved with the greatest simcha, the accomplishment. They're miyachet. They say everything is Hashem Shemayim. Everything was from God. To a point, kimavu b'sefer gur aryeh, v'chein kasher shama sari imenu was an inyan hanichbal ma'akeda, what she heard. This unbelievable zach. B'shama goda kedushas Avram v'yitzchak b'no, the goda mesiris nefashim, when she understood it. Oh, I can't believe that the level that they were able to accomplish. What did they do? Parcha nafsha. They become so in love with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They become so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama leaves their physical guf and joins God. Zehu v'tamasa b'kiryat arba. Hayna b'yikar. In other words, yakar. Arba osio shel shem. Hashem, b'yikrat, umila b'kiriyat hu memolos hafuchos. It goes into different changing of the words, but the idea is that the John became one and second, one with an ichud with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ubedvarav Hakadoshim nuchul afarz divrei hamedrash in Rashi shaloshim shnei chayei sar. What do you mean shnei chayei sar? There were two lives. The life of Olam Hazeh, the Olam Haba. And that's the pshat of the Yismach Yisrael, the Shnei Chayei Sara. At this moment, she left the world of Olam Hazeh, and she went into the world of the Olam Haba. It's a very difficult pshat of the Yismach Yisrael. Pshat is that the Sara Imenu realized the greatness, the magnificence of her children, of her child and her husband. She realized the greatness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and she left this world to join him. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz begins with us onto a different derech. He points out, what was it? Very simply put, how is it that Sarah reacted so differently than Avraham Avinu? She dies. She leaves this world out of panic. Simple pshat of the pasuk, of the midrash. And Avram Avinu seemed to have gotten control of himself. But Sarah Menu, well, let me put it differently in our discussion. Was Sarah much more like Lot? Was she like Noah? She escaped the world. I don't want to deal with this. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, no, it was a different... First of all, there's a human event over here. There's a human understanding. Avram Avinu, how was it God said to him slowly? Avram, kach es bencha, shichidcha, zahuvcha. Right? He said step by step. Doesn't take it. I have two sons. Which one are you talking about? Take this one, then the one that you love. Finally, is Yitzchak. In other words, it was building up to that moment, so Avram could understand what was about to occur. It wasn't brought into such shock and awe. And therefore, they had two different reactions. Sarah wasn't given the chance. The Ish HaKodesh takes a very different look, more like the Reb Chaim, the human. I wanted to mention this perhaps last year or 2 years ago, but it's nice to say this again because I think it's a very important thought for all of us. Sometimes we look at these parashios and you read and you say, it's impossible. It's not me. I can never get to that stage. Truth is not true. We can all get to that stage. Yam Shem Shlomo, when it comes to a discussion of being ma'abed is atzmo, if a person is afraid that it's going to be yisurin, terrible, terrible, terrible yisurin, that our enemies are about to do unto you in order to convert you. So there's a whole discussion in the halachic world, can a person commit suicide in order not to go through these yisurin, through all these tortures, to save oneself in order that in order not to convert. And there's a whole tzad in the Kedusha Das Kainim Tosus. One says side as he can, one says no, based on the word ach, was the shoal. Did he do the proper thing? Did he not do the proper thing? Yam Shem Shlomo says, until you're in that place, until you're in that makom, you don't realize how great a person you can become. How ratzon, how anyone, if you, how could you raise to the level of Avram Avinu, even in such unbelievable, dire conditions. We hear so many stories about the Holocaust victims, what they were able to accomplish. And you wonder to yourself, I would never succeed. I could not ask the Shaila of the Kavanah Rav. I heard something that from a shir, it comes out that it's probably not true. The family says it's not true. But it might be true. As Beryl Wine once said, there's some stories that they may not be true, but they don't tell them about you and me. They say that Rabbi Breuer knew that he was about to pass away on a Shabbos, or he had a premonition he would. And they say he put a challah roll into his pocket so that when he died, they would be able to pick him up. Family says it's not true. Maybe they didn't know. Maybe it is true. Maybe not true. It doesn't matter. But as Beryl Wine says, it's a story about Rabbi Breuer that they probably won't say about me. As he had the realization, I want to make sure that after I pass away, there should be over the Isser of Tiltum Muxa. Should be over the Isser of Tiltum Muxa. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the Eish Kodesh says a little bit differently, though. He brings you to the human level for those who don't succeed. V'navino merameh zeh lanu shebecholat tzidkaniyos and eskaros betorah lo nemra kol kach gadlus kemo al Sarah. Talk about the death of Sarah. This is usually not such a great discussion. This is about Thomas. But here we go, but how many years? And there's so many discussions just the way the Pasuk is written. But Yiyu Chaye Sarah Meir Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'shevet Shanim Shnei Chaye Sarah. She was saying she was 120, whatever it was. 127. And non Isa b'sefer hakadosh me'or b'shemesh b'reish parshas ba'era me'arav hakadosh isha lukim mareinu b'rabenu or of Nachum Mendel May Rimnav, Zechron et Sadis, Great Kaddish of Rachel, La Gemara, Nema Bris be Melech, Nema Bris be Yisurin. You have, and it says over here, the Bris be Melech, and the Bris by Yisurin. Ma Melech be Matekes HaBasar, Af Yisurin Matekin, Alevonos of Shalodim. Just like salt. Salt makes it tastier, the beet. So too, Yisurin. The Mimrakim is Avon that takes care of, removes all of our sins. Dahainu ma melech im mosef ma mechishir iyesh lekavl hana. But if there's too much salt, you won't enjoy the meat. Rakdavka im nimlach kishir kacha yisurin, also yisurin. Also yisurin shiyeh yichovus lekavl ma mehiyim zugab rachamim. But also yisurin have to be just so much. When it's too much, it doesn't do its job. Hine Rashi Peish v'lomen nesmachom misa sar la'akedas Yitzchak sha'yidei besuras ha'akedas nizdamein ba l'shchita u'kim'at shel nishcha parcha nishmasa mimena u'mesa. It got to the point that he almost was killed, but then she died. Unlike the Yismach Yisrael, comes the Yesh Kodesh, who says, V'hainu Shemoshe Rabbeinu Reya Mehemna. Moshe Rabbeinu, the shepherd, the trustworthy shepherd of Klal Yisrael, placed the psukim, Samach Misa Sara Laketas Yitzchak, Kidei Lahamlitz Tov Ba'adenu, Ulaharish Ayide Yisurim, Chas V'chalila Yosem Idai Manasseh. It was a message, not a message to us. It's a message to God. Yes, it is a message to us. We're all too human. Sometimes we do fail. Sometimes we become a Noach. Sometimes we become a Lot. We just can't seem to handle the Yisurin of this world. We turn to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and we use Sara Imenu. Shaparcha Nishmasa. V'yod b'mnasa kein b'sara tzadek is gedola. What do you want from me? Look at Sarah. Look at Sarah Imenu. She also, the Yisurin was such too much. Kim'at yatsa nishmasa. Doesn't matter the fact that he wasn't killed. I can't believe he went through it. Too close. Too many Yisurin. How could you have asked me of this? Kizu Shabbos Kadosh. Shabbat. She was a bat kuf. Kibas chaf lechait. Ushnecha yisara shakulin shavim batova mikol makom. Log yochalis bal yisurim kashim. Such a beautiful word. Yeah, look who Sarah was. She was never a chote. She was 100. It was like 120. It's speaking of the greatness of Sarah. And yet Sarah lost her life. Od Evshaloma Shigam Sari Menu Aspashin Shenosna Kokach Eliba Mase Akeda Hachaparcha Nishmasa Litovas Yisrael Losasa. Only the H. Kodesh could say this. She acted in such a way, she almost as if she gave up her life for the Tova of Klal Yisrael, the future of Klal Yisrael. Laharos Lashem Ech I Evshal Yisrael Lispel Yisurim Yosemidai. What do you want from Klal Yisrael? No one could live through this. Vafilu mi shebechemlas Hashem nishachai. Even when they survive, gam acha yisorav mikol makam chelko koach mocha v'rucho nishpu v'nevta mimenu. Part of them is lost forever. My father-in-law, Zechron Lebracha, lived with us for 11 years. He shared a room with two of my children. One of my children, Yehuda, never had his own room. Always shared it with somebody else. He went from sharing this room to a room in Shiva Dakota in the army. And then he got married. Never had a room to himself. Every night, my father-in-law would wake up had dreams of terror. He witnessed the death of his grandfather, who was killed with an axe by a guy. Once you live through the Holocaust, once you experience Auschwitz, you survived. But you didn't really survive. You lost something there. You're never the same. And that's what Sara Imenu was trying to tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you ask of us, you give us this Yisurim to such an extent, there's no survival. No one can come out of it. Ze shemetaris ha-pasik shenei chayi Sara. Shelechora chotas Sara neged sharash noseo shehoye lo lachios be'im lo lachoko kaka liba g'maisa ha-kedis. As if you could have been like the Yismach Yisrael. But no. Kivan shalatovas Yisrael asam aramis ha-pasik shnei chayi Sara. Hainu, what does that mean? Shenoseo shalachar Kadosh Baruch Hu kulon. I'm sorry. Shalachar ha-kukhov zayin kulon shavas ha-tova. Ki imi mohen lochata lochen yirachem Hashem aleinu. She gave up her life to show afterwards. This shouldn't occur. No one should be brought into an akeda. No one should be asked to live such a life. Both the Yismach Yisrael and the Yesh Kodesh are both ideas that we have to deal with and to accept and to live by. There is the acceptance of the role of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the role that we play as an Eved Hashem. And we should always have in our minds to be like a Yismach Yisrael, to succeed. We should always have in our minds to be the Vayavo Avraham, Vayelech Avraham, not to be like the Lots of this world and not to be like the Noachs of this world. But then there comes an Akedah, there comes an Eish Kodesh, and Eish Kodesh reminds the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but man is all too human. And sometimes you ask of us all too much. Sometimes you ask of us to live a world of the Akedah, and not all of us can succeed in living in that world. Please have rachamim. Please don't ask us to go through that world. It also is a musa for all of us. If Sara Imenu was sending a message not only to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but to all future generations, sometimes we don't succeed. Sometimes we fail. And sometimes we become like the Noachs and the Lots of this world. But within us is also the Chesed Avram. We are the Zera Avram. We always have the possibility to walk out of that Ma'ora, to walk out of the cave, to become unintoxicated, and to again to be like the Avram Avinu, Vayelech Avram.